one of the I think it's kind of a fascinating phenomenon in our, as a part of our human condition, is that of celebrity. You know, and we probably all have celebrity stories of people that we've maybe seen in public or in a certain setting or different or met or things like that. Probably the biggest celebrities that I've been around have been the Pope. Not that I got to hang out with them or anything, right? I've been like the popes. You know, at a papal audience, I was a couple of feet away from Pope John Paul II, and I was at a mass, and Pope Benedict walked like right past me. I was there in the pew and celebrating mass, and so that idea of celeb, you know, I don't know, it's just for whatever reason we think it's kind of cool to be around people that are well known, you know. And you know, we do have kind of, I was thinking about that this weekend, because we have kind of like Catholic celebrities, you know, like Scott Hahn would be a Catholic celebrity. You know, he's very well known. And at the conference that I went to, you know, Bishop Barron, you know, because he's been on TV, and, you know, he's pretty famous. He's got a YouTube, all the stuff he's done on social media and stuff like that. And so I was talking with the other people at the conference. They're like taking selfies with Bishop Barron and sending them to their kids, and you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And I was just, like I said, it's just an interesting phenomenon, you know, because, like, you know, our celebrities are like our movie stars or actors or famous musicians or things like that. You know, they use their celebrity as a way of, you know, self-promotion, if you will, you know, to get people to buy their things or their content or whatever they're, you know, they're selling. And so they're always trying to be in the news, or they're posting, you know, salacious photos of themselves on, you know, Instagram or, you know, whatever. And so they have to, you know, to in order to be cool, you know, and to be noticed, you have to have a certain amount of likes or, you know, all that different sorts of things. And so again, I was, and again, we have kind of that little bit of that, like in Catholic circles even, but I was thinking about that just within the context of today's gospel, because at the time of Christ, John the Baptist has become, in a certain sense, a celebrity. You know, he's out there preaching in the desert, and people are going out there, you know, and there are the people that are going out for you know, authentically to hear the preaching of the Word of God. But then I have to imagine that there are a lot of other people who are going out there just to see what's going on, you know, just to see. Everybody is talking about this guy in the desert, this crazy guy in the desert that's talking about the coming of the Messiah, and he's baptizing and he's doing all these things, and everybody. And so I have to, you know, think that, you know, even during those times, you know, they didn't have cell phones, but, you know, people are probably trying to get close. They're trying to get attention. They're like, oh, I got to talk to him. You know, he was so cool. You know, what did he say to you? You know, and so people are drawing close to him. But the thing about John the Baptist is that he has no desire for celebrity. He's not out there looking for followers. He's not out there looking for likes. You know, even to the scribes and Pharisees, what does he do? He says, "You brood of vipers! You know, who told you to flee the coming of the wrath?" You know, they're, you know, coming down to be, you know, baptized without necessarily maybe conversion in their lives, and just to be a part of the crowd. But what does John do? Is that his whole life is a pointing to another. He uses his capacity to be able to reach people and to connect with people and to encourage people to have repentance in their life, not for the sake of himself, so that he has a large group of people following him and he has all this self-adulation and he feels good about himself or whatever. But anybody that comes to him, what does he do? He's redirecting them to Christ. In another gospel, it says, he must increase and I must decrease. You know, because really the only celebrity, if you will, that we need is the only person that we really need to get to know and that we, you know, that we want to get to know is Christ Jesus. He's the one, because he's the one that ultimately can give us fulfillment of those desires of our heart and gives us access then to the Father. And so John keeps this always in mind in his preaching, and he's constantly reminding people that he's not the goal, that he's pointing the way to the other. And so what's he doing in this gospel? He says, he saw Jesus coming to him, and what does he say? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of... He's like, that's the guy you want to follow. That's the guy that you want to listen to. He's the one of whom I said, a man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. And I'm just the one that is called to make him known, to point him out, so that you can have this understanding that he's the one that you really need to listen to. He says, the reason why he came baptizing with water was that he might be made known in Israel. I didn't come baptizing in water for my own sake, so that you can all come around me and say, oh my gosh, John the Baptist, what a wonderful preacher. He's such a great guy. We love him. Oh yeah. No. He's like, the reason I came is so that he might be made known. He's pointing them always to Christ, away from himself. He must increase. I must decrease. The Spirit came down on a dove and remained upon, like a dove from heaven, remained upon him. And so now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. And it's shortly after that then that John is arrested and beheaded. And so that's, I think, the important thing that we want to listen. Yes, there are people, even among our Catholic celebrities, you know, there are people that can help us to grow closer to Christ. But I think even Paul, you know, he kind of warns against this a little bit. You know, some says, I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos. And Paul is like, no, you don't. You belong to Jesus. You know, we're not, you know, we're here to be disciples of Christ. Not of Paul, not of Apollos, not of John the Baptist, but of Jesus Christ himself. And so to any measure that we're not pointing people to Christ, and that we're not, as followers, that we're, you know, that we don't have Christ, then it's not really helpful for us in the spiritual life. And so it teaches us a couple things, I think. First of all, is that it teaches us that we must be focused on the person of Christ and not necessarily on the messenger. You know, because even, you know, it's easy for us, like I said, in Catholic circles, well, I like to go to Father So-and-so's Mass because he, you know, he's a better preacher, you know, and I get more out of it. Well, he's there it's about the Eucharist. It's about Jesus. That's the one. You know, some people are more talented. Yes, some people are more talented in that area. But ultimately, it's not about the priest. It's not about the preaching. It's about Jesus and encountering Christ and receiving Christ in the Eucharist. And so one thing is that becomes one part of it. Where are we at, you know, in terms of our following of Christ and keeping Christ at the center, as St. John the Baptist points out. But the other part that it does point out to us is that we do have the capacity to be what we call influencers, you know, in modern terms. That we want to, as John the Baptist is doing, he's trying to influence people to get them to follow Christ, not himself. And so that's the kind of person that we want to be, is not somebody that's influencing others to tell everybody else how great we are and to follow us. No, but we use that influence that we have with others to try to help them to get to know Jesus so that they can follow him, so that they can receive ultimately the gift of his love that he is trying to give. So let us take a lesson from St. John the Baptist, who points out Christ to us, and let us be sure that it is It is Christ alone that we follow in our lives.